This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com.
Saturday edition of the program. As always, you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up anything that you like. Do want to welcome our brand newest affiliates out in Walla Walla, Washington, KTEL, brand new radio station. I mean, the station's been around, but they changed formats recently. I think from sports talk to news talk. And so they brought us on from the get-go on KTEL, K-T-E-L. It's actually a trimal cast, if you will. There's the original KTEL, and then it has two what they call FM translators in the business. So there's one AM, two FMs, one there in Walla Walla, and another one in Milton Freewater. So welcome aboard. That's Oregon, so it's like right there on the border. Anyway, welcome to our new listeners out there in Washington State and Oregon State. So if you are new to the program, then maybe you don't realize this really is an open phone show, and we really do take your calls about anything. We were inspired to do that years ago. I was inspired to do that by talk show hosts that never seem to want to take calls outside of the one topic that they've chosen for the hour. So if you don't want to talk about what we're discussing, that's okay. You can just pick up your phone, and you can bring up what you want. And here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So mission accomplished, says Donald Trump. It's over, as just about as soon as it began, Mark. This whole, we had last night, somebody called in. A couple people actually called into the show, because we had not heard that during the show last night, apparently bombs were ordered to be dropped on Syria by the U.S. government. Apparently, I guess France and the U.K. joined
right.
in the bombing.
It's a coalition.
Yeah. And now Trump, according to the Associated Press, has declared mission accomplished for the U.S.-led Allied missile attack on Syria's chemical weapons program. But the Pentagon said the pummeling of three chemical-related facilities left enough others intact to enable the Assad government to use banned weapons against civilians if it chooses. However, Trump tweeted after the warplanes launched more than 100 missiles. He tweeted, "A perfectly executed strike could not have been a better result. Mission accomplished." So there you go. Wrap that one up with a bow. We're all done here. No World War III. Everybody's just going to forget about this, right?
It doesn't sound that way with the talk shows today. I mean, that's all they talked about. I got to say that he probably could have rethought that whole mission accomplished thing.
Because that's what Bush said back in the day.
And it was really sort of backfired on him. I was reminded again and again that mission accomplished probably wasn't the right term to describe Iraq at the time. And, coalitions fired 105 missiles. 40 were fired back. By the sounds of it, they didn't hit anything. The ones that were fired back, the ones that were fired did supposedly hit their targets, and those targets were supposedly
Civilians.
Chemical weapons manufacturing locations. But of course,
we know that the U.S. government has bombed wedding parties in Iraq and have bombed hospitals as well when they were supposedly targeting enemy structures.
Yeah, certainly a hospital would be there at 4 a.m. Chances are the wedding party wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
4 a.m. One ostensibly would seem like a good time to do your bombing. That way, fewest people around, fewer civilians, that kind of thing. Hopefully, just an idea.
So the event that prompted this was the allegation that Assad in Syria had gassed his own people, correct?
Yes.
That was what Trump was supposedly retaliating for?
Doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. No. So the Assad regime is already out on full court push saying, hey, we didn't do this, mm-hmm. but this is stupid. And I have to agree with them. It would be stupid.
Yeah.
Assad only...
Isn't he a doctor? Assad? Like a medical doctor?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's what I heard.
I guess that what you're trying to say is he's not stupid?
Oh, I mean, you pretty much can't be a doctor if you're a dumbass, right? Like, that's pretty hard to get through medical school if you're a drooling Nimrod.
We've had pretty much everybody who's in the presidency has got some kind of master's degree, and I wouldn't say that any of them are absolute geniuses or anything.
What does the presidency have to do with anything?
You were just saying Assad's not stupid. I'm saying
he's a doctor, not a president. Doctor.
Okay.
Any jackball can become a president, as we've seen. You know, George Bush, Barack Obama.
So you need to be
Bill
smart
Clinton.
To be a dictator?
No, a doctor. You need to be smart to get through medical
it's
school.
It's a master's degree to be the president at this point. Every president in our lifetime has had a master's degree. Having a degree doesn't make you smart. It just means your family's had enough money to put you through school.
Alrighty.
So that's what I'm trying to say to you. Sorry I didn't understand right off. But Bashar Assad doesn't have any particular reason to gas his people, as his spokes killers have said up to this point, that essentially it would be stupid for them to do that. It would be outright foolish when they're getting things under control with bullets. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, they've got air superiority there. They don't need to just... let's release a little chlorine gas and see what happens. Unless what he was trying to do was thumb his nose at Trump, in which case then it would make some sense. But that's the only thing I can kind of come up with. Otherwise, it was a foolish move. And hopefully these little countries in the Middle East realize that thumbing your nose at the United States is a bad idea and should not be done. But... Russia would be very, very annoyed if this was really Syria.
Assad graduated from, according to Wikipedia, the Medical School of Damascus University in 1988 and started to work as a doctor in the Syrian army. So, yes, he is a doctor.
There you go.
Now, that doesn't mean that he's not a psychopath. I mean, I don't really know much about the guy. But I'm sorry, what business is it of Donald Trump's? What's going on in Syria exactly?
I think that anybody who would see torture going on could, become concerned with it.
Great. He could tweet about that.
Well,
he could be concerned with that.
I think that the United States needs, if what you're trying to say is the United States needs to have a strategic plan.
No, I'm trying to say they should stay the hell out of other people's business.
That would be a strategic plan, wouldn't it?
A plan to not get involved in something? I suppose you could call that a plan, but not really. A plan usually involves taking action.
I would say that if the United States military was going to be employed, it should be employed as escape vehicles for people who are in Syria so that they can get out of there. That would be... If so much as a bullet plinked off the side of a U.S. ship, then you might see some return fire. But that would be, where I would...
It's not a libertarian view. I mean, a libertarian view is that the U.S. military shouldn't be over there at all. Probably shouldn't even exist.
Well,
So what you're saying is you would voluntarily fund a rescue mission like that?
Yeah, I'm down. I'll give some money for that, sure.
Okay. Because that's the libertarian position, in my opinion, is that individuals should be funding the types of things they want to see military-esque groups doing around the world. If you want to see, bombing raids, then you put your own money up for it. Because I don't want to be associated with killings. I don't want that. Rescuing? Okay, now you're starting to get a little more persuasive. I could possibly sign on to that. I'd have to hear a little bit more about it. Whoever it would be that would be doing that rescuing would have to have a good track record of, not trying to kill people in the midst of their rescuing.
Of course, Trump has no interest in allowing refugees, Syrian refugees, in this country. He's concerned about people that are gassed, not those that are killed, and not those that could escape.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the U.S. doesn't just lay down a policy. Look, we'll take Syrian Christians. That would fly with the constituency, wouldn't it? Or wouldn't it? I don't know. Whatever. Say we're only taking breeding females between the ages of 14 and 24. I don't know.
Let's go to Joshua. He's calling from Alamogordo, New Mexico. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, you're on the air. We're ready. Go for it.
Right there?
Yeah, right here. Can you hear us? We might be having some difficulties behind the scenes. Hang on, Josh. We're going to put you back on back on hold there. Maybe there's a button that hasn't been pressed on the board there to make sure that you can hear what we're saying while we bring you on. So we're going to remedy that situation. Stand by. We'll get to your calls, your thoughts on, is this World War III? I mean, is this the beginning of this? Some people are saying this is war. Trump's saying mission accomplished, acting like it's all over with.
Well, Russia's telling its people to get ready to hunker down for World War III.
Really?
Yeah. Now, hopefully that's not what it's going to come to. And
sounds awful.
Best we can tell, there were no interactions between U.S. And Russian military. In fact, there's some sort of a hotline between the two, you know, so that there isn't any interaction, and that was used.
All right, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to join us. Also, you can jump on our Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial dial toll-free. Join us right here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. And then on the way, we might get into an upset email. We don't get those too often, but we got one in the other day, and they seem to be mad at you, Mark, but we'll get into that coming up here in a bit. You can, of course, take control. Bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Also, Skype username lrn.fm, or jump in our Discord on-air call-in line room, and that will be probably the best quality way. Almost sounds like you're sitting in the studio if you get on our Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You want the latest news headlines about Bitcoin? Then get on over to news.bitcoin.com. They've got them, and they've got them every single day there. Now, maybe you're new to Bitcoin. You want to find out what it's about? Start from the beginning. Go to bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and learn the ropes in the world of cryptocurrency. And, of course, Bitcoin is where you should start. So, again, that's bitcoin.com. Board operator told me that he figured out what was wrong behind the scenes. So now I think we should finally be able to get Joshua on the air. He's been patiently waiting, listening in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Joshua, can you hear us now?
I can hear you, yes.
Excellent. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Awesome. I just wanted to comment on your Syrian conversation you guys were having.
Sure. Mission accomplished, says Donald Trump.
I got through. Awesome. You know, I think it's just more of a humanitarian issue. It's, you know, we need to reestablish ourselves in the world as the, as, you know, as exactly that, who, you know, a country, you know, who stands up for the right things and the right thing to do. And that's what we should do. And,
but is that the right thing to do, to bomb people? I mean, without really knowing what's going on and get involved in other people's business in other countries?
Oh, when there's kids getting gassed by chemical weapons, yeah. Yeah, so, it is everyone's business.
If we take your premise, and I'm not going to accept it, but that's fine. If we take your premise, then we need to do something about the kids that are being starved and shot and all the other things that are going on in
You're
Syria,
right.
too, right?
You're right. And Boko Haram, right?
And Boko Haram, but don't forget all the Christian militias that are going on in Africa, too. Do you want to stand up against the Christian militias, too? Or is it just for the Christians?
Well, you're right. You're totally right. Whatever the reason it may be, but I think the problem we have here in America is that we've come into a place where apologizing for things has been the norm, like has been the normal. We no longer need to apologize for anything that we do.
You wouldn't have to apologize. You could stay the hell out of other countries' business.
You're right. That's a touche.
The difficulty with the premise is that, okay, so, all right, we stop all the violence against all the children that are out there, right? Like, so that's where you're at, and, you know, and it's an easy place to go.
So you're going to take on the UN peacekeepers, too, while you're at it, right? Because I heard they like to rape
children.
No,
don't forget
the
UN peacekeepers. I'd rather just get out of there.
Okay.
I'd rather just get out of the UN.
Well, but if the UN peacekeepers are going around the world raping children, which is what they have been alleged to do in a number of occasions where they occupy, that means you would advocate going in and taking them out too, right? The UN peacekeepers?
But if you want to go that far, then we need to start by here in this country, the sex trafficking, the Anthony Wieners, the Weinstein. You can stop it by communicating and informing these people and everyone about right and wrong. I mean, it seems as if our culture.
You're going to inform politicians about right and wrong? They don't seem to care about that.
Yeah. Let's not forget.
They're inhuman, right? Almost seems like they're inhuman. It's like.
Well, then why would you want them in charge of this?
Wait a second. I've got a question. So in Afghanistan, the United States military, this is not the politicians, okay? Unless you consider higher up ranks in the military to be politicians, which there's certainly
an argument for that.
There's a good argument for that. They're
politics.
Congressional nominees, appointees, I should say. The military was basically providing young boy prostitutes to these militias that were in
Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, absolutely. They I can't remember what the term they use to call these young boys, but that's what they are. It's verboten to go touching other folks' girls. So we've got little boys and we dress them up like girls, and it's sick by American standards.
When was that done? When was that?
It's just a few years ago. Just a few years ago.
During the Obama administration?
Yeah, I'm sure it was done during the Bush administration, too. Look, we're not talking about children here. We're talking about winning wars. They're
right.
Rare
right.
metals and oil pipelines to be had here. This isn't about what's right and wrong. Once you get politicians
right.
and things that go boom involved, right and wrong are out the window. When you're in a fight, you fight like the third monkey on the rail to the ark, and it's starting to rain, brother. I mean, that's how you fight, okay?
Yeah, you're
so
right.
when
you're
talking
right.
about
war. Yep.
life
right.
and death, and that's yep. what we're discussing here, right and wrong really don't enter the picture anymore.
Joshua,
right.
I want to thank you for your call tonight. Oh, go ahead.
No problem. You guys have a good one, all right?
If you got one more thought, you can throw it out there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I totally agree with you guys. I think it's... I think the last and final thought I think is that when it boils down to it, it does become right and wrong. I think we've lost our sense of direction. People are taking the wide and broad instead of the straight and narrow. And you know, I truly believe that you know America is a good place, a good country. We just have a bunch of people who think that you know we should accommodate to everyone's needs, and you know We just need we need structure, but we also need the other side of the token there. You know, we need guidance, we need structure, but we also have to we also respect freedom too, because it is a privilege.
Well, it's a very confused statement in my opinion. What you just said, freedom is not a privilege; it should be a right. A privilege is something that you are granted by
God,
other people.
Right?
Privileges are things you're granted by other people. You have to go and ask permission. So, like, the privilege to drive your car on the government roads, they demand that you come and beg them for a, you know, piece of plastic that gives you the ability to drive around without too much molestation by their armed agents. And if you don't, then you will definitely get molested by their armed agents and possibly thrown in a jail cell. But, you know, for all the things
but
that you're
saying...
But freedom
is a right. You still have to fight for your rights if you want to have them, though.
You absolutely have to stand up for your rights if you want to have them. Unfortunately, Americans don't do that. And if you're looking to politicians to provide anything for you, then you're going to be disappointed when it turns out they've actually taken your rights from you and then sold them back to you as privileges. Joshua, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. And if you're looking for morality, then please don't look to politicians. I mean, come on, everybody knows that these
are
not...
If you're looking for your freedoms, they're not in Syria. You don't have to go over there and fight for them.
No doubt. But politicians are not going to be doing you any favors. They, whenever they do things, are doing them for the people that have helped them out. They're doing, you know, favors for their corporate buddies, their corporate masters. And of course, the corporations will scratch their back as well. And, you know, that's where a lot of this warmongering comes from. Somebody just built those bombs or rebuilt new bombs to reload the bombs that have been dropped in Syria in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, not that I support government spending or anything like that, but the cost of those Tomahawk missiles would have taken care of a lot of problems in the United States from an infrastructure standpoint.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. In fact, Donald Trump from 2013 agrees with you, Mark. He said, we should stop talking, stay out of Syria, and other countries that hate us, rebuild our own country and make it strong and great again. And there's like 50 other tweets just like that from him. We'll tell you more coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, you can jump in our Discord chat and chat with other listeners, but also you can get in our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is wide open for you right now, at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here for the live Saturday edition, and you need to know about $6 shirts. That's the number $6shirts.com. You want to talk about a huge selection of really cool shirts. It's almost a guarantee you're going to find something that you think is pretty awesome over at $6shirts.com. And as a bonus, you can be buying from a company that's actually run by a libertarian. A longtime listener and supporter of the show runs $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. You get 10% off the already shockingly affordable rates over there at $6shirts by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live.
They actually have a email sign-up that I'm signed up for, and they offer $4 shirts through that email.
Isn't that they have like one of those every single day or something?
Yeah, basically
like,
their newest tee.
Yeah, they've got like a featured t-shirt for $4. Pretty awesome. And they take Bitcoin, so if you're a cryptocurrency fan, you can spend it there at whatever shirts you like. They got all kinds of cool categories, pop culture, movie references, video games, politics, sports. You just head on over to $6shirts.com. And again, don't forget code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 10% off. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Donald Trump saying that the mission's accomplished just, 24 or so hours after the bombings began in Syria as a supposed response to alleged gassings of the Syrian people. Of course, we asked the question of, well, why is the U.S. government involved in this? This is just more world policing by the government. And then all you really have to do to really, ask some questions is to go back in time just a few years to Donald Trump's tweets from 2013 and 2014. In fact, the folks over at, what site is this here? This is Daily Caller. The Daily Caller have compiled what I would call an exhaustive list here, probably 40 or 50 strong, 40 or 50 different tweets that Donald Trump made. And here's one of them from 2013. He tweets to A.S. Browntown, "You want to send more Americans out to war? Why don't you sign up? I am against an attack on Syria, dummy."
Apparently he is, or was.
He was.
Yeah.
And until something changed his mind.
Well, he said that it was the gas attacks, and he's been pretty consistent. He's only seems to react when Syrians are killed by gas, not bullets. This I find to be...
Wasn't there a gas attack during the Obama administration?
Yes, but that was a red line. Yes, there was. Oh. I guess the short answer.
2013, September 9th, he also said, "Don't attack Syria." He didn't say anything about guns or bombs.
You're
or
right.
Whatever. He said, "Don't attack Syria, an attack that will bring nothing but trouble for the U.S. forces on making our country strong and great again," he says. And
you're
this
right.
Could go on and on and on. I mean, there's 40 or 50 different tweets here.
It's a shame that the difference between candidates in this country and presidents is such a chasm.
Well, is it the power itself that went to his head, or is it that now he's got certain people telling him what to do and he feels like he has to do whatever it is that those people say? The old puppet theory that whoever it is that gets
elected. I thought he was elected to get rid of the deep state.
Well, it looks like he's become the deep state, Mark, or he was to begin with.
It's just a different flavor of swamp.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts here. We've got Carl is on the line listening in Texarkana to KTFS. Hello, Carl.
Yeah, a while ago, one of you mentioned that, that they should be rescuing the young people over there rather than bombing.
Well, I'd pay for that.
Okay, well... How are you going to rescue them? Where do they go? You're going to bring them all over here? What about all of the suffering people all around the world? How do you do all of this stuff?
Let them all come in, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think that the United States and other countries probably do well to allow people to come here, work hard to make a better life for themselves. That's how my ancestors came here.
Yeah, if you just got rescued from almost near certain death, you probably would appreciate the fact that somebody brought you to a nice place.
I don't support
the refugee
program as it exists, because I don't believe that you should be forced to pay for other people's sustenance. And that
right.
sort of thing. But I do think that, I think that people should be able to be free. And I think that humans have their best expression in that way.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that scenario. There are people who would flood into this country that love to see you dead. That they would love to see this country under Islam. It cuts your head off in the blink of an eye.
Oh,
and it has nothing to do with... wanting to be free. They want everyone
Where's
to live
the evidence?
Under
I mean, for all the fear mongering about that, where are all the beheadings, sir?
I've been to the Middle East. Nobody tried to slop my head off when I was there.
I'd like to see the beheadings. Can you cite some for me? Or, if these people are supposedly so dangerous, huh?
Every question could be answered that way. There are gruesome videos online.
No. I mean, in the United States.
No,
I'm not talking about the beheadings going on between ISIS and whoever they're fighting with in the Middle East. I'm talking about, you said that there are bad people that want to come here and kill us and behead us. And I'm telling you that we've seen plenty of evidence of all kinds of people that can just come here and do violence if they want to. So where are these people with their beheadings?
You know what? Everywhere that they go, they wait until the numbers get large enough and they take over an area just like they did in France. There are areas in France where even the police can't go.
That's false. That's not a true story. That's fake news.
Yeah. I will say this, though, that if you give people a bunch of free stuff and that way they can keep their wives at home and they're not allowed to go out and they have to keep their little heads wrapped up and all that other stuff, then then those people won't progress within the culture. However, if a family has to work in order to get wealthier and make money and these sorts of things, then you'll find out very quickly that the wife's going to be like, you know what I like? I like blue jeans. You know what I like? I like my kids being able to play soccer without getting called names. And they're going to assimilate a lot faster. It's the handouts that they have in Europe that have caused these enclaves of Middle Easterners that have very high unemployment and these sorts of things.
Yeah, there you go. Blame the Westerners for what the Muslims.
I'm blaming socialism. That's what I'm blaming.
Well, they don't allow the women to take off the headdress and the body coverings. They don't allow them to their religion.
Son, have you ever lived with a woman? You don't allow or disallow them to do anything. They do what the hell they want. Look, the ladies over there are not beaten into submission. They run their households just like anybody else. And when they get a mind to living like the Western ladies do, like they did in Tehran, like they did in Baghdad, like they were all over the Middle East until the United States started bombing the hell out of them, then you'll see some progress.
Yeah, Carl, you sound like somebody that's gotten all your information about Islam from talking heads on news media. Is that pretty much true?
They are literally beaten into submission. There are women testify to that. Victims who have escaped testify to that.
How many women have ruled, the United States versus how many women have ruled Islamic countries? And then you will see that you're probably kind of mistaken.
You know, Mark, you and I helped actually put together a mosque here in the Keene area. We worked hand-in-hand with local Muslims and, in fact, welcomed a Muslim family here to the area from down in Tennessee.
I didn't turn my back on them. I figured they'd lop my head off, give it any old chance.
I was in a room full of them, Mark, and they didn't do a darn thing to me. In fact, they're very, very nice folks. And, yes, the woman of the household does wear a head covering because that's her religious belief.
If that's what she wants to do?
Yeah. She certainly doesn't have to in the United States, but she does anyway.
When I go to Sarasota and I go to Big Olaf's and get an ice cream cone, the women there have head coverings, too. The Amish ladies and the Mennonite ladies wear head coverings. And you know what? They speak a different language, too. They've never assimilated. But people would call Amish about as American as you can get.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, it should be pointed out, and I don't think we touched on this, but if indeed, and I believe that there are probably some people that would like to exterminate some lives in the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
Those people likely have the feelings they have because the United States military has been, and the CIA, has been meddling and bombing and destroying life in their home countries for decades upon decades.
Don't forget, I support the right to keep and bear arms, too.
The toll-free number here tonight. Oh, we'll tell you more. Coming up.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We talked in the beginning of the hour about the Syrian bombing, Donald Trump saying mission accomplished and, you know, making excuses for why he's completely changed his tune. We've got a list of approximately 50 different tweets from Trump from back in 2013 and 2014, like this one. At Real Donald Trump said in September 5th, 2013, all in caps, that means he's shouting, "Again, to our very foolish leader, do not attack Syria. If you do, many very bad things will happen, and from that fight, the U.S. gets nothing." So, I mean, he was very adamant here about not going into Syria, and there are many other tweets very, very similar to that. But yet, he decided to go ahead and drop some bombs in Syria last night. And
I wonder what the U.S. gets now.
That led to a longer discussion about U.S. military policy, what, you know, the libertarian viewpoint on things is. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Those phones are loaded up right now, but you can still get in on our Skype, the Skype username lrn.fm, or in the Discord chat, the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. And if you like what we do on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You know we give you everything for free on the website, right? We got the archives, we got the webcam over at twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us live. There's chat rooms, the Discord, all these features, they're all free. But if you appreciate the fact that we do all that for free, if you appreciate the fact that we're here 7 nights a week talking about peace and liberty and freedom on the radio, on over 180 great radio stations around the United States and on satellite, then please help us out by becoming an amplifier and get some cool perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, Amp Only Discord chats, and more. Go get the details and please get signed up. It makes a big difference for us. The amplifiers are the reasons why we are on as many radio stations as we're on. So, and there's only about 200 of them, just over 200 amplers. So please help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use your credit card, PayPal. You can use Bitcoin Core as well. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. John is in Dover. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to say, like, about this whole Syrian thing and the bombings and all that. I think it's totally ridiculous and uncalled for. I don't know why we always have to play the big policeman of the world and get involved in everybody else's business.
Good question.
I'm sure that there's... It is, and I'm sure that there's other countries in the world right now that are treating their people really, really terribly, and we're not getting involved in that nonsense.
Yeah, anybody? North Korea. How about some of the African dictators?
Myanmar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening all over the place, man. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And anybody with any type of intelligence would know that, you know, the reason that we're over there and the reason that we're always at war is the same reason why the fascist Nazis decided to always be at war. If anybody knows about that, I mean, it's a fact that that was one of their views. As long as they stay fighting, they'll stay making money. And
well,
I believe that we'll
who was
to follow
Bourne
that lead.
That said, war is the health of the state, I believe.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
the state in general
wants to do that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And up until now, I thought Trump was a halfway decent leader, but, like, I don't know what's going on, man. And it's getting crazy. And I don't know why they want to be involved with a war with Syria. I mean, Russia already started talking all this nonsense about attacking us if we did anything. I mean, there's going to be a conflict, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and escalate into something that we don't want.
Well, to some extent, there's, you know, the theory is, so as far as why is the U.S. the world's police? Well, as you pointed out, it's not a very effective world's police because it only polices certain areas of the world. And it seems like those certain areas have more to do with oil fields than anything else. And also,
ding,
of course,
ding,
any
ding, ding.
Yeah, any place that they're going to be expending resources, taxpayer dollars on bullets and bombs and tanks and, you know, uniforms and all that. And, of course, that's money that goes into the pockets of the military-industrial complex, the corporations who feed their products into the military and make buku bucks off of that. So, of course,
it was the Republican Eisenhower who warned us of the military-industrial complex.
He did indeed. John, thanks for your call tonight, man.
You're
I appreciate
welcome,
your thoughts here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Ralph. He's calling us from Old Town, Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hi. Yeah, hey. I'd like to say a few things about Syria. I've been following it closely for, well, over 8 years now. If you can go online and find like the French foreign minister, former French foreign minister, Roland Dumas, D-U-M-A-S, he said that he was in the city of London a couple years before the violence happened in Syria. So back in 2008, 2009, and they were planning on taking out Syria. He says it was planned in the city of London. Now, if you know, so you can look that up online. But if you know the city of London, that whole deal, it's not the city of London, it's like the City of London Corporation. It's 1 square mile within London that it's like where all the banks are. Rothschild owns everything there, see? Rothschild owns Trump. Trump was going to go bankrupt with the Taj Mahal, and Rothschild sent his man, Wilbur Ross, to put him into bankruptcy. But Wilbur saw him as like, wow, look, all these people around him, man. We could, instead of taking the property and hardly being able to liquidate it, we could get him to sell it. So they kept him on, see? And now here's the payback.
So you're saying the bankers have control over Pump like a puppet.
Well, they say this about the media, too, right? I mean, like, the bankers are supposed to have control of the media. Is that right?
Yes. They're all the same group.
How come this Rothschild fellow has never gotten a hold of Ian and I? I mean, at 180 stations, do we still
small time
not qualify at the, you know, I mean, we're two or three in our time slot. We're the only thing that's live on the weekend in America, practically during our time slot. And they've never gotten a hold of us. They've never said, hey,
that's
Mark,
what they want you to believe.
You want a check? Because, you know, like, I remember when people offer me checks. Yeah. I always remember that. I've got a steel trap.
Yeah, what is your explanation for that, Ralph?
Well, you said that about rare metals and oil pipelines. Well, most people don't realize that they found oil. Genie Oil Company.
How is that responsive to the question that you were just asked? Did you hear the question that you were asked?
What?
How come the Rothschild or these banking organizations have never gotten a hold of me or Free Talk Live or, I presume, Ian? I don't know if he's telling the truth, but he says he's never been contacted.
They're too busy killing people and making money, see? Rothschild, Cheney, Murdoch, Woolsey, Summers, they're all on the board of directors of Genie Oil. They have exclusive rights. To a huge oil find.
I don't doubt what you're saying is true there, Ralph. You've explained that.
Yeah,
you've explained that to us before. Now, I don't doubt what you're saying there is true, but are you one of the people who believes that, you know, the media is controlled by only a few individuals?
They're all Rothschild Zionists. They're all neocons.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, we're not really having a conversation there. It seems like he's got talking points that he wants to make and just, you know, keep
hammering. Something that doesn't fit into those talking points is going to be dismissed. And I just don't understand. I've been told over and over again that these Jewish bankers, they're out there, they got they're meddling, they're into everything, and they got the media wrapped up, and you just don't hear anything else. And it's not that I would necessarily take the money, it's that it's never been offered. Never.
You got some Koch money once for Free Talk Live, the Koch brothers.
The Institute for Humane Studies, which has gotten Coke, the Coke-to-puss money.
But are they part of the bank, the evil bankers, or are they like
evil
libertarian slash conservative?
They're just libertarians. Types. That's the next thing you've got to go after. If first the Jews don't work, then you got to go after Soros and Acorn. If that doesn't work, then you got to go after the Coke-to-puss. You know, like, at some point or another, let's talk about the philosophy that's going on. And the philosophy that's going on here was that Trump believed in America first, and that there was nothing for America in Syria. Now, apparently, he believes that something is important enough to drop at least a few bombs.
Let's go to Rob. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Rob. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
I got a couple questions and a couple comments.
Yeah.
On the banks, when that gentleman was talking about the banks, I do not believe the banks run the media.
Okay.
I don't believe it's ran by a few people. I believe everybody's got their own issue and they put it out there. Some of them lie, some of them don't.
Okay.
But the other thing is, you're also forgetting the Rockefellers and J.P. Chase. I mean, if they want to talk about the banks that run this country, it's all of them. I mean, it's all the big guys, not just them. Not just but what's that guy's name?
Rothschild is who he's mentioning.
Rothschild. Yeah, you got J.P. Chase. You got Rockefellers. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Right.
You know. The other thing is, you talked about the Islamic faith a while ago.
Yeah, I want you to be able to make your point on Islam. Stand by. We're going to bring you back after the news here and more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.